What would you give up to be with the person you love? Your mortality, your humanity, your very heartbeat? Breaking Dawn opens at the precipice of such choices as Bella Swan prepares to marry Edward Cullen and cross the threshold from human to vampire. This isn't just another supernatural romance. It's a story about the terrifying beauty of irrevocable decisions. The wedding becomes a symbol of transformation itself, where traditional vows are rewritten to accommodate an immortal future. When Bella stands before Edward in vintage lace and her grandmother's sapphire combs, she's not just becoming a wife, she's choosing to leave behind everything familiar. The ceremony blends human ritual with supernatural reality, creating a moment that's both achingly ordinary and impossibly extraordinary, much like the love that brought them there. Isle Esme should be paradise, a private island where newlyweds can finally consummate their dangerous attraction without interruption. And for a brief, luminous moment, it is. Their midnight swim in warm ocean waters and the intimacy that follows represent the culmination of 3 books' worth of restrained desire. But morning reveals the brutal truth. Edward's superhuman strength has left bruises across Bella's skin, physical evidence of how their 2 worlds collide. His devastation leads to a vow that breaks Bella's heart: no more intimacy until she's transformed. What follows is both tender and darkly comic as Bella attempts to seduce her own husband, progressing from modest nightgowns to increasingly daring lingerie. Their negotiation over physical intimacy becomes a negotiation over her humanity itself. Then comes the impossible. Bella discovers she's pregnant. The joy she feels clashes violently with Edward's horror. "That thing is not my son," he says coldly. This pregnancy, thought impossible between their species, transforms their honeymoon into a countdown toward either miraculous birth or tragic death. The narrative shifts to Jacob Black's perspective as he returns to Forks and confronts a horrifying reality. Bella is dying, consumed by the half-vampire child growing impossibly fast inside her. Her swollen torso contrasts with her gaunt face, hands protectively cradling what's killing her. Rosalie fiercely guards the pregnancy, while Edward desperately begs Jacob to convince Bella to terminate it, even offering the unthinkable, that she could have children with Jacob instead. "She can have puppies, if that's what it takes," Edward says. When Sam's pack decides the hybrid poses a threat requiring elimination, Jacob faces his defining moment. He breaks from the pack, embracing his birthright as Alpha to protect both Bella and the Cullens. This transformation from bitter rival to reluctant guardian reshapes the supernatural landscape, proving chosen family can transcend blood bonds. The birth scene ventures into visceral territory. Bella's spine cracks under Renesmee's supernatural strength. When medical instruments fail against the rock-hard amniotic sac, Edward uses his teeth to cut through, merging vampire nature with desperate necessity. As their daughter emerges, Bella's heart stops. Edward injects venom directly into her heart while Jacob performs CPR, fighting to complete the transformation. The name Renesmee combines both grandmothers' names, symbolizing how this child bridges species and family legacies. She possesses a beating heart, blood-flushed cheeks, and the ability to share thoughts through touch. Her accelerated growth, reaching maturity in 7 years, makes her unprecedented in vampire lore. Then comes the pivotal moment. Jacob imprints on newborn Renesmee. This involuntary werewolf bonding transforms him from romantic rival to eternal guardian, creating a family structure that transcends species and traditional concepts of love. Bella's transformation unfolds over 3 days of indescribable agony, every cell burning as her human body dies and her vampire form emerges. When she finally opens her crimson eyes, the world explodes into overwhelming detail. Individual dust motes dancing like planets, complex harmonics in every whispered word, an 8th color in the spectrum she has no name for. What truly shocks everyone is her self-control. Rather than the bloodthirsty newborn they all fear, Bella demonstrates remarkable restraint from her first moments, Even Jasper, their expert on newborn vampires, cannot comprehend her composure. Looking in the mirror, she barely recognizes the beautiful stranger staring back until she notices her slightly unbalanced upper lip, a small imperfection connecting her immortal self to the human girl she was. Her vampire gift manifests as a mental shield, transforming her former vulnerability into her greatest strength. She can now protect dozens of others from psychic attacks. Finally equal to Edward in strength and speed, their first kiss as immortals reveals what he's been holding back for years, a passion that nearly overwhelms her with its intensity. When Irina mistakes Renesmee for an immortal child, vampires turned as infants, forbidden because they cannot control their bloodlust, she reports this to the Volturi. These vampire royalty mobilize to destroy the Cullens. The Cullens respond by gathering witnesses worldwide who can testify to Renesmee's unique nature. Their home becomes the largest peaceful vampire assembly in history. Benjamin from Egypt manipulates elements. Zafrina from the Amazon creates illusions. The ancient Romanians arrive with grudges against the Volturi. Through these international vampires, we glimpse a complex supernatural society with diverse traditions. The confrontation unfolds in a snow-covered clearing as sophisticated political debate rather than combat. Garrett, a former American revolutionary, exposes the Volturi's true motivations: power, not justice. Alice and Jasper arrive strategically with Nahul, another hybrid, proving children like Renesmee can safely mature. Bella's shield protects dozens simultaneously, neutralizing the Volturi's mental attacks and creating strategic deadlock. Faced with potential casualties and lost legitimacy, Aro retreats, establishing a new balance where authority requires justification rather than force. Bella achieves her final breakthrough, learning to retract her mental shield completely, allowing Edward to access her thoughts for the first time. This intimate connection represents the last wall between them crumbling away. When she declares, "No one has ever loved anyone as much as I love you," Edward playfully claims one exception, their eternal dynamic intact even in immortality. Bella's journey from awkward teenager to powerful immortal is complete, yet she's retained the compassion and loyalty that defined her humanity. She's gained not just Edward, but an entire family, the miracle of motherhood, and extraordinary abilities, all while becoming more authentically herself. The path demanded everything: excruciating pain, life-threatening pregnancy, and the courage to unite traditional enemies. But through these trials, she evolved from someone who needed protection to someone strong enough to protect others. Breaking Dawn ultimately presents transformation not as loss, but as expansion, growing into who you were always meant to be. The final line, "And then we continued blissfully into this small but perfect piece of our forever," suggests that even eternity remains dynamic and full of potential. Love's true immortality lies not in unchanging permanence, but in its capacity to grow, adapt, and discover new depths. When you choose your forever with open eyes, you're claiming the freedom to define what that time means across the infinite canvas of immortal days.